USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Ida continues to hammer the Gulf Coast after making landfall Sunday afternoon as a Category 4 storm. Most of southern Louisiana is under an extreme wind warning as the storm has generated maximum sustained winds around 130 miles per hour. Gusts of 80 miles an hour have been recorded in downtown New Orleans, with some reports of roofs being damaged in the French Quarter. The city is also under a flash flood warning until 10 p.m. local time. The National Weather Service says that Ida will weaken as it moves further inland, but believes that the storm could still pack the strength of a Category 1 hurricane through Monday morning. And U.S. forces have carried out a second strike against an ISIS-K target in Afghanistan. U.S. Central Command says that a drone strike was conducted Sunday against a vehicle that was suspected to be used in a suicide bombing at the Kabul airport. CENTCOM spokesperson Bill Urban said that a significant secondary explosion from the vehicle indicated the presence of a substantial amount of explosive material. He also said the military is assessing the possibility of civilian casualties in the strike. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Gasoline prices have fallen to their lowest levels since November as demand has fallen off from the summer driving season. John Clements has more.
Concern is growing as to what impact Hurricane Ida will have on our nation's oil platforms in the Gulf. But as for right now, oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the price at the pump has dropped 2 cents.
For the first time in 9 months, we have a drop in the retail price of gasoline. The national average dropped 2 cents to $3.23. It's the first time since mid-November that this has occurred.
Lundberg says demand has been weak across the nation.
Gasoline demand was already weak and weakening further with the end of the summer driving season and because of sustained high prices. But crude oil prices dropped substantially in the first of the past 2 weeks.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The State Department says that about 250 Americans are still in Afghanistan as the deadline for the withdrawal of U.S. forces approaches. A State Department spokesman said that about 50 people have been evacuated over the last day, with a total of more than 5,500 Americans evacuated from the country so far. Senator Lindsey Graham sees the results of the U.S.'s withdrawal as a catastrophe. The South Carolina Republican tells CBS's Face the Nation that President Biden's decision to withdraw has left the U.S. vulnerable for another terrorist attack.
The parade of horribles are about to unfold. We're leaving thousands of Afghan allies behind who fought bravely with us. We're going to leave hundreds of American citizens behind. The chance of another 9/11 just went through the roof. These drone attacks will not degrade ISIS. The number of ISIS fighters have doubled. We've turned our back on our allies, who's going to help us in the future, and we set the conditions for another 9/11. I've never been more worried about an attack on our homeland than I am right now, and we did not end this war. President Biden said that he wanted to take this Afghanistan off the plate for future presidents. He's done the exact opposite. For the next 20 years, American presidents would be dealing with this catastrophe in Afghanistan. This war has not ended. We've entered into a new deadly chapter. Terrorists are now in charge of Afghanistan.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.